Hallelujah. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, verse number 1, Deuteronomy 28 and verse number 1, we find for our reading, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all nations on the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city. You will be blessed in the country. The fruit of your wombs will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, and the calves, and all your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading trod will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from woe direction, but flee from you in seven. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns, hallelujah, and on everything you put your hands to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land that is given. The Lord will establish you as a holy people, Pastor B, and he promised you on oath, if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his way. So far the scripture. I want to talk about how to prosper in the midst of a pandemic. This is a series that we're starting for this month. It's more of a teaching series. And if you grab these principles, I'm going to be giving you principles every week. Pastor Dana, in the month of April, $2.2 trillion was sent out to stimulate our economy during this COVID-19 times we live in. Also, most Americans received $1,200 to stimulate the economy and to help them pay their bills. Also, those who filled out unemployment would receive extra $600 on top of their unemployment per check. Many have turned down jobs because they have been making more money than ever just by sitting at home. They've turned down jobs because they say, I can make more money at home. So we're making more money. We're saving money because we're not driving our cars. We don't have to spend gas money. We're saving money because if you drive a car and have a car note, you can call and defer your payment. The governors of many states have allowed people to live rent-free and not let landlords touch them. If that's not enough, PPP money, if you have a business, that means payroll protection plan, not PPE, PPP, payroll protection plan. You can pay your employers, your employees that work for you if you have a business. If that was not enough, those that have small businesses, if you just had an EIN number and have a small business, you can also apply for money for your business. The wealth of the wicked that we've been preaching about, that we've been toiling about, that we've been talking about down through generations, we in our time are seeing it transferred. But in addition to hearing these things, I've been told by several sources as they go to the mall, especially the mall here in the Detroit area called Somerset, the lines to Gucci and the lines to Louis Vuitton, as we call Louis, in our mall are outside the door. Prada and all of the big name tickets. People are now going after getting them a bag to put on their side instead of going after the bag. I'm amazed that they are buying bags and purses when we are supposed to be staying home. Where you gonna wear them at? We're supposed to be social distancing. So if we aren't going anywhere, why are we buying things no one will see but on social media? Car payments, as I said, have been deferred in many states. We are living, as I said, Charles Dickens says, in the worst of times and the best of times. I talked to several pastors, Pastor Mark Baker, building a church, another church in the midst of pandemic. New Psalmist, my dear friend there in Baltimore, Walter Thomas, just dedicated another building in the midst of a pandemic. People are being blessed in a pandemic. Whenever you give people money and wealth, Craig, and they have not been educated how money works. You're not supposed to work for money. Money is supposed to work for you. Don't shut me down, Kim Davis. Because we are squandering our wealth. God is trying to give us money that we've never had before. And so we're squandering it on bags. We're squandering it on things that we, instead of starting the online business, instead of going after something that you've never had, instead of getting something that will depreciate as soon as it walks out the door. That's why when people hit the lottery for millions, Pasadena, they end up broke, busted, and disgusted in no time, or either committing suicide because they're not used to prosperity. It's a bad thing when people prosper and don't know what to do. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:22, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, but the sinner's wealth is laid up for the righteous. I believe that's exactly where we are. There is a transfer going on as I speak, but if we're not prepared for the wealth, you'll be right back in the same shape that you were in. God wants to know, can you handle the transfer? The question is, are you ready for the transfer? Do you know how to handle not just money, but do you know how to handle kingdom wealth? There is a difference in kingdom wealth and everyday money, because kingdom wealth, it uses a different principle. It needs a different mindset. Lord, deliver us from stinking thinking. Deliver us from thinking that we have to have stuff. There's nothing wrong with stuff, but there's something wrong when stuff got you. We live off of seed time and harvest. We are the people of seed time and harvest, sowing and reaping. Genesis 8:22 says, come here, Ira. While the earth remains, there shall always be seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night. Nicole shall not cease. Come here, let me ask you a question, Nicole. Is there still seed time and harvest? If it's not, then there would be no cold and heat. There would be no winter and summer, and day and night, it would cease. So while the earth remains, there will always be seed time and harvest. We live off of the upside down principle. The world says that the more you get, the blessed you are. But we live off of the principle that the more you give, the more that you are blessed. Give and it shall be given unto you. I know y'all, I know the numbers moving back and forth because y'all don't want to hear this, but I'm trying to tell you how to live and prosper during a pandemic. I want to ask you some questions. Come close. Are you tired of making ends meet? Are you tired of living? No, this ain't a commercial. This ain't a commercial. This ain't a commercial on TV. I come to ask you kingdom principles. Are you tired of going to church and you're tired of watching preachers preach and tired of making ends meet still? Are you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Tired of checkbooks not balancing? Tired of being in debt? Now, the last one is the cause of all your other troubles. Tired of being in debt. Let me deal with your debt. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You got to renew your mind. Change the way that you see things. You got to believe that God wants you to prosper. I come to ask you a question. Do you believe that God wants you to prosper? I know what you're thinking. Bishop, why are you talking about this in the middle of a pandemic? We got to wear masks. We got to sanitize and all that. Let me tell you something. God picks the strangest times to bless his people. You don't believe me? Come here, Isaac, what you want? He said there was a famine in the land. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Just like the first famine of my daddy, Abraham. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And God told me to stay in Egypt. Stay right there. Don't leave. Don't go to another country. Stay right there. Don't go to Egypt. Stay right where you are. Don't go to Egypt. Stay here. Don't go to the world system. Stay where you are. I came to make an announcement. It is not time for you to go to the world system. It is time for you to live in the kingdom system. Stay where you are. What happened, Isaiah? He said, I sowed a seed, hallelujah, in that land. In which land? The land of famine. Y'all ain't saying nothing. What happened, Isaac? And in that same year, y'all ain't saying nothing. In the midst of the famine, God blessed me and increased me, and I dug some wells, and one of the wells was called Rehoboth, and the Lord made room for me in the midst of the bad times. So I need to ask you a question. Do you want to prosper? Let me tell you something. If you don't want to prosper, then you're in the wrong kingdom. Because 3 John, 3-eyed John, as my grandfather would call him, the first 3-eyed John 1 and 2 says, I wish above all things you would prosper, Nicole, Felicia, Adina. I wish above all things, Chrissy, I see you smiling. I wish above all things that you would prosper, Butch, and be in good health. Huh? I wish you would prosper. I want you to prosper. God said, I want you to prosper. I want you to have prosperity. Ah, you hear me quoting the scripture all the time. This is the day. I got 15 minutes. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know what the next part of the verse says? Send now prosperity. That means every day in your life, y'all ain't saying nothing. You tell God, this is your day, and you made it, and God, send now prosperity. That's what I pray for you today. That's what I speak into your life since I'm right here right now. I was on a prayer call the other night. Let me prophesy to you. This is where I want to be. I was on a prayer call the other night with Murphy Lane Sampson, one of my daughters. And the Lord spoke to me in the midst of that prayer call. I was teaching about getting in the boat with Jesus. And then when you get in the boat with Jesus, he said, cast your nets. And then when you put your nets in, the Bible says he had a net-breaking anointing, so much so that they could not even carry it. They had to call other people. And in the midst of that, God told me to tell the people on the phone. I had never heard this before. He said, tell them that in the month of August, it was the time for new houses. Y'all ain't saying nothing. God told me to tell you. I would not tell everybody else this and not tell CCOD, but God told me to tell you. You're coming out of the apartment. You're coming out of the one room. You're coming out of the flat. God said you're expanding. It is the time of the house. And so I got on this thing Thursday with John Eckhart, who's the prophet of prophets. I call him the major prophet. He got on his, I said, Eckhart, what you talking about? He said, I'm going to talk about something that God gave me Wednesday. I said, wait a minute, Wednesday, what did he give you? He said, God told me to tell the body of Christ to start looking for houses. I said, wait a minute, when did he tell you that? He said, he told me that Wednesday evening. I'm on the call telling folks the same thing that God's, because when God is speaking, it is not just for one person. It is not for one group. God told me to tell you, it's time for real estate acquisitions. It's time for buildings to come forth in the month of August. God said, why? Because it is the month of new beginnings. The month of new beginnings. He said, I'm bringing houses forth. I'm bringing land forth. Get ready. Pack your boxes. My grandfather used to say, if you're praying for rain, get your umbrella. Ain't a cloud in the sky. Why you got your umbrella? He said, because I'm believing God for rain. Get ready to move. I prophesy houses upon your life. So you got to believe. You got to believe. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Houses. Put it on the stream right now. Put it right there. Say, house. My house is coming. Now, if you, Holy Craig, if you just looking for any kind of house, this ain't for you, Dane. This ain't for you, Pastor Dane. This ain't for you. If you just want something that you can pay for yourself, God said, I'm getting ready to bring the price down for you. I'm getting ready to give you what you can't even afford, but you're going to be able to afford it. Did you hear what I just said? Get up and walk right now, Angie. He said, I'm getting ready to give you what you can't afford, but I'm bringing it down so you can afford it. So let me ask you a question. You got to believe God wants you to prosper. Then you got to believe debt is not acceptable. Debt is not normal way of life. It's not God's will for me to be in debt and being burdened with unnecessary debt. Y'all ain't saying, some of y'all got 3 or 4 credit cards. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Credit is good, but you should be able to pay it off. Your credit card is good to build your credit so you can get something bigger, but you ought to be able to pay it off. Y'all ain't saying nothing in here. You got to believe that debt is not acceptable. Why? 3 reasons you got to get out of debt. Y'all don't like what I'm talking about. That's all right. You can go to your next preacher in 5 minutes. Number 1, you got to believe debt is unacceptable so that the gospel can be preached. Number 2, so that your needs are met abundantly. And number 3, you have plenty left to give to others joyfully and to sow in store. Number 1, so the gospel can be preached. You got to favor God's righteous cause.
You got to want God to get the glory out of what you're getting. Y'all ain't saying nothing. So that the gospel can be preached. You don't want more money just so you can get a bag. You want more money so that the gospel can be preached. Number two, so your needs would be met. God wants to meet your needs. But let me tell you something else he wants to do. He wants to give you some of what you want. Ananias used to say, cast your bread upon the water. Uh-huh. And in a few days it will return. What did he say, BB? And it have a little butt on it. So you have plenty left over to give joyfully. You can't do any of this in debt. I have come to prophesy three things. Number one, put it up. Unexpected income from this day forward. Say, I receive unexpected income from this day forward. Say, I receive unexpected income from this day forward. Number two, I speak favor upon your house. I speak favor. You can't get more. You can get more with favor than you can get with money. It is your set time for favor. Favor will go ahead of you, giving you things you didn't even ask for in prayer. Working things out you didn't expect. Let me say it again. Let me say it again. Pastor Dana didn't get it. She didn't get it. You can get more with favor than money, Craig. It is your set time for favor. Favor will go ahead of you, giving you things you didn't even ask for or pray for. Working things out you didn't even expect. On your behalf, I prophesy favor going in. Yeah. Favor's going before you right now. Favor's going to the real estate office. Favor's going to the mortgage company. Favor is going to the closing of the deal. Favor is going on your behalf right now. Number three, I speak a debt removing anointing on you and your family. A debt removing anointing. Nicole and Lee, I speak a debt removing anointing on you and your family right in the midst of a pandemic. I speak a debt removing anointing upon you and your family. The book of Luke, 4th chapter, verse number 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to who? The poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of the sight for the blind, to release the oppressed. I come to release you, June, from the oppression of poverty and lack. The same anointing be upon you today. The same anointing that's on me. Freedom from oppression of lack. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Favor be upon you right now. Isaiah 10:27, and it shall come to pass that in that day the burden shall be taken away. The burden of what? The burden shall be taken off your shoulder. The burden of lack and debt. The burden of barely making it shall be taken off your shoulder. His yoke shall be destroyed. The yoke shall be destroyed off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I speak anointing of debt cancellation. I speak anointing against lack over your life. Let me give you four things. I got 15 things, and we're going to go over them in the next few weeks. I got four today. Number one, keys to prospering in a pandemic. Keys to prospering. Number one, obedience. Oh, I know y'all get tired of hearing that. Obedience. I got 7 minutes. Obedience. I can do it, Craig. Obedience. If you be willing and obedient. Don't look at her. I'm going to do it. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the, I know y'all. You shall eat of the good of the land. You can't have partial obedience. Partial obedience is like being partial pregnant. Ain't nobody half pregnant. Y'all ain't saying nothing. It's either you pregnant or you're not. It's either you're going to be obedient to God. If you be willing, you got to be willing to prosper. You got to be willing to get out of lack. You got to be willing to get out of debt. Come here, Lisa Stone. Come here. You can't have partial obedience. Partial obedience is disobedience. Partial obedience, supernatural release is about to happen. Because of obedience. Let me go over here. Supernatural release is about to happen
because of obedience. So, hey, supernatural release is about to happen because of obedience. Buildings are coming, Craig. Buildings are coming. Hey, Moshe, houses are coming because of obedience, because of obedience. Somebody watching me right now, you've been holding tithes. You've been holding tithes by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God just told me you've been holding your tithes and you've been saying, I'm just holding this. God said, release them and watch me begin to release what I have for you. So he says in 1 Kings 17 and 13, the prophet told the widow, make me a cake first. You do know what happened, right? The brook dried up, and then God sent him to the widow's place. She was out getting some sticks, and he said, what you doing? She said, I'm getting ready to go. Make me some cakes and with these sticks, and me and my sons, we're going to eat and we're going to die. He said, no, that ain't what you're going to do. Change your plans. I need you to do this. Change your plans. I came to announce to somebody, God is changing your plans. He's changing your plans. He said, that's what you're going to do. You're going to take the sticks. You're going to make some bread for me. You're going to bring it to me first because I represent God coming to you. Y'all ain't saying nothing. That's what you're going to do. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He needed her obedience. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Oh, yeah, he was being sustained, but she was about to get blessed. Y'all ain't saying nothing in here. The Bible says she went and did as he said. She was obedient. And the Bible says that as she made the cake for him and he ate it, the Bible said that she has enough left over for her and her son. Because what? She was obedient. Obedience is better than the sacrifice. Obedience. Obedience. Somebody, God needs your yes today. God needs your yes. I got 4 minutes. God needs your yes today. He needs your obedience. Number two, you have to make a decision. You have to make a decision. You have to make a decision to be debt free. You have to make a decision. You have to make a decision to come out of lack. You have to make a decision. Decision. Here we go. Here we go, Pastor Dana. Here we go. Decision is the open door into reality. Y'all didn't think I was going to do that today. Decision is the open door to your reality. When you make a decision, it opens the door to reality of what God has for you. Deuteronomy 30 and 19. This day I will call heaven and earth as witness against you that I have set before you. What? Decision. Life and death, blessings and curses. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He said, in case you don't know the answer and you ain't good at multiple choice, now choose life. So that you, y'all ain't saying nothing, and yours can live. Y'all choose life so that you and your children may live. Choose life. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I come to you today and tell you God has, he has before you life and death, blessings and curses. Which one are you going to take? It's a decision. Your decision will open up your reality. Your decision will take you where you've never been to get what you never had. Your decision will cause folk to have your name on their lips. Your decision will have people bless you and they don't even know why. They blessing your decision. You one decision away. One decision. One decision away. I'm done. Number three. I can do it. Number three. You got to bind the strong man of lack. You got to bind the strong. Y'all laugh at me. You got to bind. Y'all so disobedient. Y'all so disrespectful. You got to bind. I can do this. You got to bind the strong man of lack. You got to bind the strong man of lack. You got to paralyze him. The spirit of debt, the spirit of lack is the strong man. Y'all ain't saying. You got to take authority. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You take authority over it, and then you loose prosperity. You take the authority over debt. I take, Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of debt. I take authority over the spirit of lack. I take authority right now over everything that will cause me to hinder to move into this prosperity zone. You're moving into a zone in the month of August. 7 was the number of completion, but God said the number 8, I am bringing you into new places. I'm bringing you to a wealthy place. I'm bringing you to a place that is flowing with milk and honey. But no one can enter the strong man. Mark 3:27. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless you're gonna play the move music in 1.5 minutes. No one can enter. The move music is really when I'm done, but then I take a couple more minutes. No man, can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first blinds the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house. In other words, the enemy, he has to take
has to overtake you as the strong man. They can't, lack can't come in your house if you're too strong, huh? That's why you got to be built up in your most holy faith. Y'all ain't saying nothing. That's why you got to pray. That's why you can't get on here at 10 o'clock or you're only at the top of the hour. You got to get on here 10 minutes before. And she's binding up the strong man. As she's binding up things so that you can be strong and you don't allow the thief to come in your house and overtake you. Y'all ain't, you are the strong man. And number four, and I'm done. I'll pick back up next week. You got to call it. You got to call it. Call what? Call prosperity. Huh? After you make sure you don't let nobody take over, you got authority over it, then you got to begin to call things that be not as though they are. Yeah. No, this ain't no name it, call it, and haul it. You only say nothing. When I get to the place that I got authority over demons, then I got, see, when you bind one thing, then you got to loose another. Y'all ain't saying, whatsoever things I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Whatsoever things I loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And so I begin to loose. I begin to call it. I begin to call it. Romans 4 and 16. 1 minute. 4:16 and 17. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, Abraham. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who believes life, who gives life to the dead, and calls those things as what, Pastor Dana? Get a mic, because I'm going to have you pray. And call those things. You think you're just going to sit there and call, you here, I'm going to work it, and call those things that are not as though they were. I'm calling it as though it is. I don't see it. Your boss shot, play the music. I don't see it, but I'm calling as though it. Money, come to me now. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Houses, come to me now. Land, come to me now. Y'all ain't, wealth, come to me now. Y'all ain't saying, new cars, new house, hey, boy, new businesses, come to me now. Not no Louis and Gucci, y'all ain't saying nothing. I need something that I can live and build a foundation on. Y'all ain't saying, my babies need a house. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Hey, oh, wealth, coming to me now. I'm not saying Jesus will work it out. Jesus is working it out. Baby don't need a pair of shoes because wealth is coming. Hallelujah. Rent ain't due because wealth is coming. I'm calling it. I'm tired of saying I'm broke as the Ten Commandments. No. Wealth and riches are in my house. He daily loads me up with benefits. I refuse to preach half the gospel. This is part of the gospel. I shouldn't look like I'm poor. I shouldn't look like I'm poor and deserted. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I ain't got to be poor and deserted to be happy with Jesus. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I love the song, but it ain't right. I love the song. I ain't coming up no rough side of the mountain. I love the William Brothers. I know them. But I ain't climb. No, the man and the woman. Y'all know who it was. That wasn't the William Brothers. The man and the woman. They're climbing up the rough side of the mountain. I'm coming. Had a commercial. I ain't coming up no rough side of the mountain. He said, speak to the mountain and it shall be removed. Today, what comes out of your mouth, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And whatever you eat, whatever you speak, that's what's coming forth. Call it forth. Call forth the home. Apostle Eckhart, he said, listen, I ain't on here for y'all to get just no houses. I'm on here for you to get your dream house. I like where I live, but I begin to thinking about a house for me. Huh? Maybe I need a house. That's when I get a wife. Don't y'all send me no entries. I'm good. Listen. Dream again. Call it. I'm free from debt. No more negative speaking. I can't afford it. I'm broke as the Ten Commandments. Most of our problems is our mouth. We talk ourselves out of it. When God has already said it, we talk ourselves out of it. No more talking yourself out of it. And stop, I say this all the time, stop telling small thinking people your big ideas. Stop telling small people that can't conceive it. You got some Joseph brothers around you that's taking your stuff and laughing at you. But he who laughs last. Huh? God wants to prosper you in the pandemic. There's money that's flowing. 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 Don't be left out of the transfer. People, this ain't the time to be lazy. This ain't the time to be slowful. If we got to do it together like the ants, I'm amazed by the ants. They're so small and tiny. They're so small and tiny. But they're able, Pastor Dana, each one of them bring a little sand. And you go and you go away from your stuff and they've been build a whole sand castle. Why? Because they work together. Me, your bishop, your lead pastor, and your executive, we wish above all things. We want to see you win. We want to sing the song. All I do is win, win, win. We want to see you make it. We want to see you prosper in a pandemic with a mask on, going to the bank, with gloves on. Want to see some women bosses. Come, daughter. We want to see some women bosses. We want to see some men bosses. Come on, Moses. Come on. Win. Win. Start something you ain't never started before. This is the month of houses. 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 Pastor P, God got a house for you. Open up your mind. There's a house for you right here in the midst of the pandemic. Somebody's losing their house so that you can gain it. Some unrighteous person is losing so that you can win it. Come on, come on. Work like the ant. Work like the ant. Come on, let's work. Work. Work like the ant. Building. Let's go, y'all. Let's all win. CCOD, the winnings. The winners. Pastor gonna pray. Come on. Hallelujah.
Come on and put a worship on your lips and bless him for the word that has been deposited into us on today. Father, we love you. We honor you. We thank you, oh God, for your word. We thank you, oh God, that it is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We thank you that your word comes, oh God, to encourage us to walk in the will of what you called for us, oh God. So we thank you now in the name of Jesus that we are transforming our thoughts and transforming our mindsets, oh God. Hallelujah, that we will not think impoverished thoughts, oh God, because your word declares unto us, oh God, that we shall, oh God, live and not die, that we should be above and not beneath, that we should be the lender and not the borrower. So God, we thank you now that your word is established on today in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that your word is true, hallelujah, and that it is established in our lives, oh God. And so we thank you now that in the midst of this pandemic, you are causing us to prosper. You are causing us to have favor. You are causing us to get the things that we once dreamed about and forgot about. Father, you are awakening our hearts and our minds and our dreams and our passions to get that which you have for us. So we thank you now for wealth. We thank you for riches. We thank you for healing. We thank you for manifestation of your power. We thank you now, oh God, for favor with land and favor with owners. We thank you now that you're doing it for your glory, that your glory would be revealed unto us. So we thank you now, and we speak now in the name of Jesus that we will leave this broadcast, leave this service, leave this message, oh God, as it permeates in our hearts, and we will be able to go out, oh God, by faith and receive that which you have for us. So we thank you now that the devil is defeated in our thoughts, oh God. And we thank you now that you are exalted and you are Lord and you are King. And we will come back with a testimony that we follow the instructions of our man of God. We follow the instructions that were laid out before us by our prophet. And you prospered us in the midst of a pandemic. We thank you now and give your name glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, it is so. Amen.
Listen, before we go, I want to challenge you as I've done every week. But today is significant because we are in a new month. We're in the 8th month of new beginning. I want to challenge those of you, 10 of you today that will sow a seed of $80. 10 of you today that will sow a seed of $80. Not because we're in need or anything, but because you have need. If you're believing God for something new in this month, I want you to sow a seed of $80.
August 8th, new beginning. And I want you to put in the comments right now, 80. If you'll do it, I want you to say 80 done. Go to Cash App, $CCOD1. Go to Givelify, Celebration Church of Detroit. Go to the website. All the information is on the screen, but I want you to sow $80 seed. 10 of you that would do it. And this word is for you. If you're going to prosper during the pandemic, you believe in God for money. If I was teaching about healing, then I would be praying right now and healing. But today, this month, we're going to prosper during the pandemic, 80. If you haven't brought your tithes to the storehouse, do that now. Love offering, $, Greg MD, and of course, remember my daughter, $, Dana D. Berry, even on Thursday nights, flood her on Thursday night. But right now, those of you that would do that, sow that seed of $80. Do it. Father, right now, bless those that are sowing. Bless in the city. Bless in the field. Bless when we go. Bless when they come. Bless them. Prosper them. In Jesus' name. Amen. I heard the Lord say, those of you that don't have it, you don't have it nowhere in your place, sow something with eight in it. Something with eight, 18, 28, 38, 48. But 10 of you that will sow that $80. Well, it's been a good day. I'm happy. I had my daughter here with me. I'm happy to share in ministry. We ain't did that in 3-4 months, huh? But I'm glad to have her here today. The Lord bless y'all. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Peace be within your walls, prosperity in your path. May a house come. May you go look for it. May God give you favor. May he give you favor in the marketplace. May money you've been waiting for this week, the money you've been waiting for this year, be released this week as I preach this message. Those of you that are listening on podcasts, in the name of Jesus, we'll see you Thursday right here at 6:30, and we'll see you Saturday at the ministry. Use your oil now, your prayer cloth. If you haven't gotten it, you need to get your oil and your prayer cloth. Love y'all. God bless you.